You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. You are tuning in to episode 34 of the Guided Collective podcast. Throughout September and October, I have been trialing each episode or each week, deep diving into the energy that spirit is saying we're likely to encounter. This is a way for me to give a collective psychic reading for all of you who tune in or maybe are connecting with my book you already know, or in some other way identify yourself as a part of the collective, the groundswell, the movement of guided people on our planet at this time. And so, of course, that means that today I am delivering you the forecast for the week ahead, loosely speaking to the 21st to the 27th of October. I am actually really enjoying delivering the forecasts in this way. And if you've been listening along for some time, many of you had indicated that you were also enjoying having the forecasts delivered weekly. And so I hope that that is still the case now that we're a few weeks in. However, I'm noticing that there are some themes here that we could be talking to a bit more. And my desire with this podcast is to keep the episodes relatively short. Most of my listeners are time poor. I don't necessarily want to be creating hour and a half long episodes. I am also time poor, and what I am available to create is short and sharp. So I would love to hear from you if there are topics or themes or ways that we could go deeper. I've got a few ideas swirling, of course, spirits on the case, but I'm always happy to hear from you if you have feedback. If you are enjoying the podcast episodes, would you please leave me a rating and or a review on iTunes? It is so valuable for the podcast to be rated and to be reviewed so that others can help. It will help them find the podcast and hopefully connect with the messaging here. And of course, if you have loved ones in your life who are awakening, they're having some sort of spiritual awakening, they're wanting to trust their intuition, they're at some sort of life juncture where this message may be useful for them, please share, please invite them in and let them know that there is a whole community here that is feeling the way they are. As you are, as I am, and ultimately we're all in this together, right? Okay, so with that being said, I want to dive straight into the energy of this week. The card that I have pulled out from the Little Sage Oracle deck is the base chakra. Now, I will say this almost every time that I pull a chakra card up in a reading, that it is a prompt for us to pay attention to that particular chakra. So to the energy center located at the base of our spine that is processing energy, specifically around the themes of safety, security, stability. So these, therefore, are the themes that are going to be up this week. So really quite big themes. It may show up as money, safety, stability, security. And it could be that this safety and stability is physical. It may be mental, emotional, or spiritual. There is something here with this energy this week that is asking us to take stock. It is asking us to really ground into change. And of course, change was the theme in last week's episode. Right throughout October, I've been sharing these messages around stepping up, recalibrating, being in the discomfort, stretching, experiencing grit, and yet still needing to see life as working for us, seeing life bending and stretching and recalibrating to meet us because of the inner change that we've been moving through. And so a lot of this change inevitably at some point starts to raise questions around safety and security. Is it safe for me to make these changes? Is this new opportunity, this new direction, this new way that, you know, I am being shown to show up in the world, is this safe for me to do that? Will I be accepted? Will I belong? So all of these questions come up this week, or may have been surfacing at other times throughout the month, and that we're really being asked to answer them this week, to ponder them, and to come back to the realization that we are always safe. Now, let me qualify that, because if right now you are experiencing physical, what's the opposite of safety? Physical harm, basically. And me saying, oh, you're safe, that doesn't add up. If you find yourself in physical harm now, stop listening. Please go and get the appropriate help or support that you need. What I am really talking to here is that at the spiritual level, at the soul level, we are safe, and yet our physical body, our experience in a human body, can feel very unsafe. And there are certainly times where we don't feel safe, and we need to trust that. We need to trust our instinct and our intuition if we feel like we are with people or situations or circumstances that are not good for us. So I'm not necessarily talking to that kind of safety here. Although if that comes up for you this week, please know that you are loved and supported, and you deserve the kind of help and support that you need to move you out of harm's way. What I am more speaking to here in this episode is around the bigger picture of safety and security. Is it safe for our soul to be anchored into this human life? As souls, it can be incredibly overwhelming to come down into this Earth's sphere, into the planet here, and experience duality. Soul comes from this place of infinite, unconditional love, and then we get thrown down into Earth and we experience pain, and we experience hurt and discomfort. We experience disappointment and trauma. You know, these are things that can't be glossed over. And when they're felt at the soul level, soul can disassociate. Soul can say, nope, I don't need to be present for this. And so even if our physical body is experiencing pain, our soul can disassociate or fragment. And it's almost like a protective mechanism for a soul that isn't truly integrated here. So when I'm talking about the themes of safety and stability and security, for what I would anticipate is the majority of listeners, that's the kind of safety and security that I'm talking about. That being said, there is also the kind of safety and stability in our family, in belonging, and in our communities. And these are also themes that the base chakra is linked to. And so in this week, we're being asked to not only support the base chakra, to energetically be moving and clearing the energy, which something like the chakra balancing meditation on my website may help you. It's also available in my program Connected, and we talk about why you would want to be working with your chakras. But even more than that, the message here is to be taking the time to really sink into, to anchor, to ground into the truth that we belong. Our belonging is not dependent on someone else's validation. We belong because we are here. And these are are themes that may be questioned this week, particularly as we're moving through a time collectively where we're challenging or being challenged by this grit, by this need for us to speak up and to recalibrate and to stretch into this new understanding and new perception of who we are and why we're here. And that can be really scary. It can be incredibly difficult to leave the comfort of family or community or a workplace or any other group or safety net and go out into the wilderness seemingly alone. And so we may have themes this week that say, you know, ego might be trying to tell us that we are alone, that it's not safe for us to change. We won't be loved if we aren't this way, if we don't show up the way that our community, our society, our family tells us we need to. And so there's some really big questions here. I get the sense that this is likely to play out for us individually, but of course I've been talking for many, many, many weeks now about a lot of the collective movements that are happening. I have got one eye firmly on impeachment proceedings for Mr. Trump. And I've referenced that on the podcast before, that this is kind of speaking to a lot of the themes that I'm receiving and sharing in these podcasts and in these forecasts. So at a collective level where we see the way that our leaders, the way that our political systems are structured, that our institutions are structured, and this can be right through from the political landscape through to our children's schooling, to the hospital system, you know, any of the systems and structures, the communities, the churches, the ways in which we come together up until this point may be questioned. And actually, in recent times, we have seen that so many of these institutions or systems and structures that we were told were safe for us have not been. These are likely to be dismantled. We are in the middle of dismantling them. And this card and spirit is saying that we're going to see traction, change, announcements, news headlines on these themes this week. So, where can each of us individually be working this week to be grounding into these energies, to be grounding into our own innate sense of safety and security and stability within ourselves? What do we need or who do we need to be calling into our lives to help create that level of safety and stability and security? Perhaps this could be in a physical way. Could this be, actually my husband comes to mind here. So Gary, hello, my love. If you are listening, I know that you do. I will give you a heads up that this is airing. But my husband was raised in South Africa. We have very different ideas on safety and security. I have had the privilege of growing up in a relatively safe country. And so my idea of just basic safety of how I lock our house or leaving my handbag wide open on a chair beside me kind of rattles his brain. So we may need to be thinking about some simple safety measures this week. That could be a very simple interpretation of this. And so without spreading fear for anybody, because that is not what I'm about, it's just like, oh yeah, okay, let me just keep that at the back of my mind to make sure I've locked my car or I've locked the doors or, you know, I've got correct passwords on my banking and, you know, all my online accounts, that things are secure. There is so much we can do to limit ourselves to some extent. But this idea of who else do we need to be calling in so that I am mentally safe, that I am mentally stable? This may mean that this is a week that we want to call on our friends a little more, both in terms of reaching out for help or even just reaching out to our friends to make sure that others around us are also feeling safe and secure. Sometimes when we're not feeling that, we don't put our hands up. And actually, I am one of those people, A, that people assume is always okay, but I am also the kind of person that if you're not hearing from me, it's because I'm not okay. So I want you to be thinking about, are there people in your life that you, A, can reach out to, or that you may need to be reaching out to them to check in on them. What kind of emotional supports might we need? How could we create emotional safety and stability for us? And this isn't necessarily about avoiding our emotions. This is about how could I express myself or express these emotions in a safe environment? And sometimes that's by going to a boxing class and punching it out. It may be one of my favorite things since we've moved into this house, and I knew that we had a pool when we moved in, but I discovered that I could go underneath the water and scream. And it was a real life changer for me because a lot of the energy that moves through my body, some of it may be mine, but it's not always mine, and there's a lot that needs to be expressed, and going underwater and screaming is a great emotional release that is done in a safe environment, right? As opposed to perhaps letting rip at someone in my life. I'm not necessarily an advocate for that. What kind of spiritual or energetic safeties and structures do we need to put in place so that we feel safe, that we feel safe for our spirit and our soul to truly anchor in here? So these are some really big themes. So what is it going to take? What is it going to take for us to land, to plant, to anchor in order to be in this discomfort and stretch? Sometimes when we're in that stretch, it's like an elastic band. If one end is let go of, it can snap back. And if both ends are let go of, that rubber band kind of goes flying across the room. Is there a way that we can anchor in, root in, plant? These are all themes tied with the base chakra, so that ultimately we can drill down into who and what is important and sacred and special and allow us to honor that. We don't want to be running off into the next shiny thing. And at the outset of this month, I spoke about the likelihood of resistance and avoidance. And so this card and this week is saying, ding, 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 you're going to want to run. You're likely to want to go and get to that shiny thing. You might get distracted this week. You might find it easier to go and busy yourself with some other thing than truly be in the discomfort of, I don't feel like I belong. And then, I see a favorite of mine at the moment. Oh gosh, you really do get to learn a lot about me on this podcast. I can't filter myself. But I am seeing that one of the things that I love to do is to grab chocolate biscuits and just sit and tune out with, at the moment, I'm watching The Block, which is here in Australia, a renovating show that is highly edited, a lot of product placement, and not an awful lot of renovating. But anyway, it's a perfect example, right? So at the moment, I've shared this publicly with you before, I'm wanting to slow down and I'm just wanting to take it a bit easier. And so I'm not beating up on myself for having this activity, but it's not a long-term solution. So I'm going to bear that in mind, that this week I may not be able to rely on that distraction and instead may need to just put the work in, the time in, to just sit in the discomfort and acknowledge that I am stretching. So that's what this card is about. So we can also be looking this week to any other tools that we can be using to be clearing out and cleaning up the old energetic gunk around these themes. So definitely, is it safe for me to be here? Is it safe for me to be seen? Is it safe for me to be heard? Do I belong? Am I connected? Am I a part of the community or the life that is taking place here in front of me? So these are big questions, and as we're working physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with this week, we may still feel like a little unstable as that shifts and moves. I want to come back to money in particular, because money is often one of those places or themes that we decide that if we're not financially stable, we can't make choices in our lives. And I have had the fortune and the privilege of working with thousands of people over the years in some shape or other, and specifically psychically looking into their situations. Now, I'm certainly not shown what numbers are in someone's bank account, nor do I actually really care. But I will be told from spirit whether or not the person that is in front of me, or even in my own unique case, is actually in a situation that is better and or worse than what they anticipate it is. And so there is something here about truly seeing ourselves as incredibly rich, regardless of what is in our bank account. And I hazard a guess that the majority of people listening to this podcast are amongst the wealthiest in the world. And I say that because I am talking to the Western world. And so when we can put into context what is available to us, when we can actually see how safe we may be, and I know that everything is relative, and so I don't want people throwing caution to the wind and running off and spending money they don't have, or, you know, making reckless decisions. We have to be self-responsible. We have to see things contextually and also understand that, you know, the majority of us are going to be taken care of. So can we be stretching our thinking or our perception here to actually really relax into the safety and security financially that is here? What I've also come to realize among my clients is that financial stability and financial security mean different things for different people. I can ask that question to 2-3 clients in a row on the same day, and everyone has a different number. They will have a different value that they need to see in a bank account, or that they need to see in their employment or like their salary before they feel safe. Now, remember last week we were talking about the changes that are coming. It may have been that there is job loss or a change in financial situation, or there has been something falling away in our lives that now leaves us this week feeling unstable, unsafe, insecure. So this card is saying, remember the theme of last week. Remember, this is happening for you. It is not happening to you. And what if you chose to see this from a different viewpoint or a different standpoint, and you saw that actually this is the recalibration that is asking you to trust wholeheartedly in your soul, in your path, in your way forward that has led you here and beyond? And as I say in the book, soul hasn't led you here to only lead you here. So there are some really big themes at play this week. If you are looking for a community, if you are looking to connect with others, you can join the Guided Collective Facebook group. It is a free support group where listeners can interact with one another, share their findings and teachings and all the rest. So in a theme or a week of forecast where we're talking about belonging, you are very welcome to join us there. It's a space, as I say, that you can connect with one another. I pop in every so often, but really I've just created that space for you to connect with one another. While I've used the word connected, I just want to remind you that my new program, Connected, is now officially open. It is available for you if you want to go in deeper. We certainly talk about the chakras in Connected, and you will receive my chakra balancing meditation and a full suite of meditations in that program when you sign up. And it is absolutely going to take you through the process of recognizing that you belong because you're here. So it is quite a big month and actually a really big week. So do take care and in particular, energetically support this base chakra. Are you longing to become connected? Are you ready to connect to yourself, your intuition, spirit, and soul? Then my new program, Connected, is perfect for you. It's a self-guided, self-paced exploration that will reconnect you to your path and purpose. To find out more, visit helenjacobs.co.